think we left off, we were just discussing Tosfos about the Hefsek and Birchas HaTorah, right? We talked about the difference between Tosfos and the Lashon, perhaps, of the Rush, that you're not considered to be Mafsek and Birchas HaTorah, either because the Chiyuv is constant, or because the Chiyuv is not what makes it not be a Hefsek, but rather it could be the fact that if you're a religious Jew, you're always thinking, like, what's the halacha about this? What bracha do I make on this? You know, is this the way to act in a certain setting? So you're always basically concentrating on inyanim of Torah, so it's not a full-fledged hesek. So there's a number of issues that could be nafkaminas in terms of that. It's interesting, there's a... I don't remember if I mentioned this summer, but there's a... So somewhat, it seems like an academic debate, but in reality, this could be one of the nafkaminas amongst the late achronim in terms of the chiyuv of Talmud Torah, meaning there's the, how chayiv is a person to learn Torah, right? That's the discussion. I think maybe we talked about it. We're doing a sugi of Talmud Torah on Tisha B'Av, but how chayiv is a person in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah? Is he chayiv to learn, like, once a day, twice a day, all day? None of the day. It's a very hard chiyuv to put your finger on. There's a number of, you know, makoros in the Gemara that are worth going through. But Bekitzer Nimrutz, the Gemara in Menachos seems to say two contradictory statements. One is that first the Gemara says that if you just say Kriya Shema Shacharis V'Arvis, you're Yotze Lo Yomash Torah Hashem Yipicha VeYisa BaYom VaLaila. Because you learned a little bit at night, you learned a little bit during the day, so you Yotze VeYisa BaYom VaLaila with just Kriya Shema Shacharis V'Arvis. The Gemara has a line. Is there a Shas here? Gemara has a line that it's usher to tell this to. I'm just kidding, I'm on my computer. But it's usher to sit, tell this to a Talmud, to an Am Haaretz, right? It's a very cute line that it's a machlokas. Let's see if I can do it quickly. Otherwise, I'll just move on. But if you ever need to, this aren't too many Gemaras in Menachos that it's Menachos Tzaritas. If you want. Yeah, it's a Tzaditas Amad Beis, the first medium-sized wide line. It's Kedai to see it inside. So it's just one line above that. Amar Rav Ami, Midvarav Shereb Yossi Nilmad. So it's from the words of Rav Yossi, we learn, Afilu lo shana adam el perek echad shachris, perek echad arvis, ki mitzvahs lo yamush, a sefer HaTorah zeh mipicha. Right, so that's the famous pasuk of Yisav Yom Bo Yom Velay. That's just the first half of the pasuk. So even if you just learn one parak in the morning and one parak in the evening, you fulfilled lo yamish. Am Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Shem Ben Yochai, right? Afilu lo kara adam ela kriya shma shachris v'arvis kiyem lo yamish. Right? So he says even if you only say kriya shma, you don't even have to learn an additional parak. You could just learn kriya shma in the morning and the night. So you also fulfilled this pasuk. Now notice who he's quoting, Rabbi Shum Ben Yochai. Right, so Rav Shimon Ben Yochai, this is a little bit of a stira to the Gemara in Brachos Daf Lamed Hey Amud Beis, where they say Rav Shimon Ben Yochai says you're not even allowed to go to work. Right, you know what I'm talking about? The Gemara Rabbi Shmuel Machlokes Rabbi Shmuel. He said that's the famous line. So all right, well, so basically the Gemara over there is discussing the pasuk of Yasafta Diganecha, and they say so what does that mean? It says on one hand you're supposed to learn Torah, on the other hand you're supposed to go to work. So. Rabbi Shmuel says, "Yeah, you go to Hanig Bod Minag Derech Eretz." That it says Lo Yamush Sefer Torah Mipicha. Right? It says I might have thought Dvarim Kichsav, and I might have thought that you're supposed to take that absolutely literally, and you never do anything besides learn Torah. So Talmud Lomar Be'asaf to Diganecha. Now, when it's time to go to work, you go to work. As Lashon over there, as Hanig Bohem Minag Derech Eretz. You're supposed to be a part of the world. You're supposed to Derech Eretz. When Chazal used the word Derech Eretz, it usually means a job. So that's like the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Yafet Talmud Torah im Derech Eretz. Right? So obviously, you're supposed to learn Torah and you're also supposed to have good midos. Like when we say Derech Eretz, we usually mean good midos. Right? So obviously, you're supposed to have good midos too, but that's not what the Mishnah means. The Mishnah means Talmud Torah and a job. So, so, uh, So that's Rabbi Shmuel's shita, and then Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says over there something to the effect of says Efsher Adam, you know, Zorea b'shas Zria, v'kotzer b'shas Haruach, Torah Mateh. He does a few more things about planting the fields and harvesting the fields, etc. So he says, I don't understand. You're gonna spend your whole life at work. What are you gonna, when Torah Mateh? What's gonna be with the Torah? So he says, no, that if you're really doing the will of Hashem, so malachta nasis ayde cherim, so other people will do your work for you, and you'll learn Torah. So that's the big machlokas, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, right? Rabbi Shmuel seems you know, he has the without getting into it, but Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says that you're not allowed to do anything besides learn Torah. Says if you want, you can go get a job, but it's not gonna lead to greatness in Torah. So here he's saying seemingly the opposite. He says even if you just have Kriyas Shema Shel Shacharis and Shel Arvis, you already fulfilled Lo Yomash Torah Zemi Picha. So that's a very strange contradiction. All right, it's not our job today to work out that contradiction, but it's a worthwhile note. So Rav Shimon Bar Yochai says just Kriyas Shema Shacharis and Arvis is good enough, and then he says that the key line over here is Rabbi, I don't know if Rabbi Yochanan said this or Rav Shimon Bar Yochai said this also, but he says that the davar zeh asur laomro bifnei am haaretz. You're not allowed to tell this to an am haaretz. You can't let him think that, oh, all I need to do to learn Torah is just say Kriyas Shema Shacharis v'Arvis. This is not something for an Am Haaretz to know. This is something for a Talmid Chacham to know, that, like, worst case scenario, he's stuck in a business meeting, 24-hour business meeting or whatever, or he's traveling and he pushes, can't get his mind together long enough to actually sit and learn. So he shouldn't feel bad about himself to think that he wasn't Yotze any Talmud Torah that day. He was Yotze with Kriyas Shema Shacharis v'Arvis. But that don't make that the standard. Don't, if you tell it to an Am Haaretz, he's going to make that the standard. So Rashi over here says Shelo Yomar b'Kriyas Shema Sagi b'Lo Yargil Bana of the Talmud Torah. What's he going to say? Oh, all you need is Kriyas Shema. He's not going to teach his children to learn Torah. He's not going to think that actually spending time learning Torah is a big deal. And then that's the, but Rava disagrees. Rava Amar Mitzvah the Omro b'Fnei Am Haaretz. So he says that it's a mitzvah to tell this to an Am Haaretz. So this is a very interesting line. Rashi over here says, what do you mean it's a mitzvah to tell this to an Am Haaretz? So he says, "Desavar mishum kriyashma notel schar gadol kazeh," because he's going to say, oh, when I just say kriyashma, so obviously it's a mitzvah of kriyashma, and in addition to the mitzvah of kriyashma, I'm also going to get schar for learning Torah day and night. So unbelievable. Ki oz tatzliach es darkecha im hoya osei kol hayom. Kol shegains a schar gadol says that you're going to have tremendous hatzlacha from just this mitzvah of Kriyas Shema. So kol shegain, if I learn more, it's even better. So I'm going to get a tremendous amount of schar. Margulis banav l'talmud Torah, meaning when you hear that the standard is not so high for what's considered osek in Torah, so like, oh, I can do that. Right? It's a very forward way of thinking. It's a very the Rav's derech has been accepted b'zman hazeh. That we give everybody a participation trophy for everything, you participated in Talmud Torah. You gave a little bit of effort, so you get a trophy already. And then hopefully the encouragement is that you'll come and get it'll get you psyched to do more, right? So okay, the friend of mine once had a great word. He said, so how do you paskin in this machlokas? So are you supposed to tell this to an Am Haaretz? You're not supposed to tell this to an Am Haaretz. So he suggested a very good compromise. He said, it's a mitzvah to teach this Gemara to an Am Haaretz. He says, you teach this Gemara. Tell the Am Haaretz, it's a machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rava whether or not you should teach this to an Am Haaretz. Why? So psychologically speaking, it's very good because there's not a person alive who thinks he's an Am Haaretz. So he thinks you're always talking to the other guy, but nevertheless, it's so good. Now he learned this Gemara, and also because he let him think about the Yisod and let him cheshbon for himself what he thinks makes sense, and hopefully it'll inspire him to learn more. I think that's a very good compromise shita that Dafka should teach this Gemara to an Am Haaretz. Right, the friend of mine when I was my first time I ever got a job doing public speaking somewhere. So I was in charge of basically arranging. Well, I was on a Pesach program, so I was basically the only game in town. So I was in charge of arranging, well, when the shiurim going to be. So he said, so a friend of mine had a little more experience. He said, right, after like the way the schedule worked is after davening there was a kiddush, and after kiddush there was like an hour until lunch, and everybody would just like go for a walk. It was a beautiful area. It was a place in Italy, so it was like a beautiful area. And everybody would just go for a walk. He's like, already, how many walks can you take in a day? Like, so you make a shiur during that time. So he says, call that time. That's a good time for people who really want to learn to come. So he says, call it a lamda shiur. He says, why? Because everyone's going to look at the board and say, oh, a lamda shiur. I'm a lamdan. Okay, I should go to that shiur. So if you say, like, shiur for amayar, it's nobody's going to come. If you say shiur for lamdanim, then everybody's going to come. So it worked pretty well. So there were some, in their defense, there were some real lamdanim who came. But this is an important yisod that we have this discussion. How much of a chiyuv of Talmud Torah? So from here, it seems that that Rav Shimon's shita is that the chiyuv of Talmud Torah is not so vast. However, if you look in the continuation of the Gemara, it says Shaul ben Dama ben Achoso shel Rabbi Yishmael. That's Rabbi Yishmael. So Rabbi Yishmael's nephew asked him the following question. Again, remember, this Rabbi Yishmael was the opposite opinion in the Gemara and Brachos. He said, "Nah, you should work and learn. You can do both." So he says, "Kigon ani," for example, I shelamadati kol Torah kula. I already learned everything in Torah. Mahu lilmod chachmi yavanis. Right? Am I allowed to learn Greek wisdom? So kara alav hamikra hazeh. He quoted this pasuk. Lo yamush sefer haTorah hazeh mipicha vayisa vayamam balayla. So he said, it says in the Navi that the Torah should never leave your mouth, and you should, you know, concentrate on it or meditate on it day and night. Say ubdok shal shena lo min hayom below min halayla ulamod b'chachmi yavanis. So he says, if you can go out and look, and if you can find a time that's neither day nor night, then you should learn chachmi yavanis. Right? So it's not the big Torah Madhe Gemara there. So he says, if you can learn chachmi yavanis, as long as it's neither day nor night.
In the bathroom.
What?
In the bathroom.
Yeah, I don't know.
Are
you going to play games on your phone?
Someone said that like Willie says you can listen to Shiram in the bathroom.
I doubt it.
I thought it seemed very hard to leave.
Willie from Shir, they said that he reads Time Magazine in the bathroom.
Okay.
Somebody said in the shower, he said he listens to
Shir. Shower's different. Shower's not the bathroom. Showers is, it depends, yeah, meaning, no, there's a big chiluk.
Because there are Nevin's on us says you can't, like...
In the shower?
Yeah, you can't do anything in the shower.
A friend of mine once, when I was in yeshiva in Israel, the way the bathrooms were situated was that it was like a shower, like two rooms shared a bathroom in the middle, and there was like a shower, and then there was, with a curtain, and then there were two separate toilet areas. It was like doors? Sinks outside the shower, and they had their own separate doors. So the shower wasn't the shower. What? Karen Biabna. So
they have done construction.
What?
I'm sure they haven't done construction.
They've done a lot of construction since I was there. Yeah, yeah. They didn't have any talmidim there, but buildings they have. They need some talmidim. But
they're growing this year.
Yeah, maxed out. Hopefully, not maxed out. They had more than double the amount of talmidim.
No, I heard maybe like they can't fit. I don't know how.
Yeah,
they're not maxed. The most they can take.
Yeah. That's what every year is. We're bursting. We don't know what to do with all these. They had probably when I was there, the Shana off is probably 70, 80 guys. So,
my uncle's actually
doing that. Thank God. You know, it's listen, hopefully they'll make a comeback. It'll only be good for the Jews if they have Hatzlacha. Thank God, there's no shortage of Talmidim for any of these yeshivas. There's the Jewish population, Baruch Hashem, is growing nicely. And there's plenty of good Torah to be learned and plenty of good yeshivas to learn it in. So, okay, but Lisa, so the way they situated is that the shower had no shaykhus to the actual beis hakise. There was no din beis hakise on the shower. So somebody, I remember one of my friends was in Matzdorf or something, so he went into Torah Or at the time of Rav Chaim Kufa Scheinberg was there. So he asked him about that. He said he wants to play, he has like this waterproof radio. That he wanted to play shiurim in the shower or whatever. So he told him it was mutter. This is no din beis hakise. So you shouldn't speak the Divrei Torah while you're in the shower. But you can just listen.
Oh, I know.
Right? So you just listen.
Is that in the shower?
What?
Any shower?
Any shower, that's a separate reshus from the bathroom. Meaning it has to halachically be a separate reshus. You'd have to have machitzos, halachic machitzos blocking off the... Being naked is not an isser to... Being naked, you're not allowed to say words of Torah. You're not allowed to make a bracha, right? That's a Mishnah in... Mishnah in Trumos and Maeseros, I think. Definitely a Mishnah in... No. I don't know. I'm getting it wrong. But there's a Mishnah in Sefer Chala about it, about making the bracha. A man can't separate Chala. A woman can separate Chala when she's naked because her erva might... In a scenario where her erva is not exposed. But a man cannot separate Trumos and Maeseros when he's naked because he can't make the bracha, so he should. So, but just to do them, it's not because you're not allowed to think about the mitzvah and do the mitzvah, you just can't make the bracha. So you're putting yourself in a b'dieved situation, you know, so you should, I mean, stop, put some clothes on for crying out loud. But the basic yisod is that you can think about these thoughts when you're not dressed. It's just a question of, you're not allowed to say the words of Torah or the words of a bracha or something like that. So, but okay, so in those cases, it's probably mutter. The cases where you'd say you're not allowed to is if there's a bad smell in the, you know, if there's a bad smell, you shouldn't really try to think Torah thoughts. If there's a if there's no hefsik between the actual Beis HaKiseh and the Beis HaMerchatz, if there's like the actual shower is not really separated from the toilet, so then the whole area has a din of a Beis HaKiseh. You're not allowed to think Torah thoughts in that situation. Mishnah Berurah is makel, like if you're to Russo Nusso and like it's impossible to banish the Torah thoughts. Doesn't mean like you shouldn't prepare a shear while you're sitting on the toilet, but it's not the Issei. Basically, says it's not the end of the world if you accidentally think Torah thoughts in the bathroom once in a while. It's not, but it certainly shouldn't be a goal to yes, think Torah thoughts. You should try your best not to think about something else.
I would play like music and have a soaking.
Yeah, so that could be a problem. I wouldn't. Yeah, Baruch Hashem, there are plenty of Jewish songs you could play that are utter nonsense. And you won't. There's not even the slightest chashash you'll think any Torah thoughts by listening to them. So, so here you have the machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shmuel, the opposite direction, where Rabbi Shmuel is basically saying you have to learn constantly, and Rabbi Yochanan is saying, and Rabbi Shimon, quoted by Rabbi Yochanan, is saying that you just Kriya Shema Shachar and Arvah. So it's a general discussion exactly what constitutes the chi of Talmud Torah. So as in terms of how the Achronim understand it, so there are two basic camps in how you understand this Yisod. So the Vilna Gaon is quoted in there's a Pirish on Mishnah, it's called the Shnos Elio. So the Shnos Elio on the Sefas Peah, where that's the Mishnah that we say in the morning, Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam. So the Shnos Elio says over there that really the chiyuv to learn Torah is constant. That there's always a chiyuv to learn Torah. Every second of every day you have a chiyuv to learn Torah. He says, but you can't say that there's only a chiyuv to learn Torah. Look, the rest of the Torah exists. How could it be that you're chiyuv to learn Torah all the time? You have to do other things as well. So he writes, you know, he didn't write that parish, but it's written that he says that when it comes to doing mitzvos, and he writes when it comes to derech eretz, and I think the lashon of the Shnos Elio there is that the derech eretz shehu gam kein mitzvah. So he says, or to get a job which is also a mitzvah, or to raise a family, or to, you know, to spend time with your wife and children, you know, these are all baked in. These are all part of the scenario, and therefore, even though the chiyuv is constant, you get a ptur for all of these other activities, and therefore, you're allowed to do them. You shouldn't think that I shouldn't really be working now because I'm really chayav to learn. No, so it means that if you have a break from work, so. And you don't, obviously, if you're functioning on a high level, you don't need to sleep, or you don't need to, you're entitled to catch your breath in life, but you're allowed to have breaks, but basically, to the extent that you're capable, you should try to learn as much as you can. So that's one way of looking at it, whereas the Ursameach and the Stipler, they come to a very similar conclusion, but from the opposite approach. They basically say, no, there's really... There's no time that's a chiyuv to learn Torah. There's no time where, like you say, like right now, it's you're chayuv to learn Torah. But they said you really have to take care of everything you need to. And then when you have free time, when you have nothing else to do, that's when you're chayuv to learn Torah. So the chiyuv Talmud Torah sets in when you have nothing better to do.
Can you see you fulfill being Oseg in Torah while doing business also?
Yes, I don't think that counts. Meaning, like, it's hard to quantify these things. You know, meaning obviously you live your life as a Jew, so you're constantly, that's like we said from the Rush, that you're constantly thinking about how to conduct yourself properly. So there is some measure of Torah, you know, thought that goes into it, but it's not the same exact thing as learning. Listen, I mean, there's a famous comment of the Taz. The Taz says that, you know, a lot of people ask this kasha. The Gemara Megillah says, Mevatlin Talmud Torah Lemishma Mikra Megillah. Right? You're Mevatel Talmud Torah to hear Kriyas HaMegillah. So everyone says the same kasha. Like, Megillah is part of Tanakh. Like, it's not, okay, you're not necessarily fulfilling the highest level of Talmud Torah by listening to the Megillah, but hopefully you know what you're hearing. So, and there's shitas that hold, even if you, when it comes to words of Tanakh, even if you don't know what you're hearing, you're still Yotze on a very low level. So you're Yotze Talmud Torah by hearing the Megillah. What does it mean you're Mavatel Talmud Torah? So the Taz and others have this chiddush that there's Bittel Talmud Torah Bekamus and Bittel Talmud Torah Be'echus. Right? So there's quantity and quality. So he says in terms of quantity, you're learning the same amount of time you would have learned if you had had a Seder Limud Biyun or whatever. But in terms of quality, so you are being Mavatel Torah. You're being Mavatel Torah learning on a deeper level versus learning on a surface level. So that's a concept of so obviously there is a concept of Nekayim the Mitzvah Talmud Torah on a surface level. Like if you're thinking, I wonder what bracha I'm supposed to make on a cup of water. Oh, shahakol. So you can't say that you didn't fulfill anything, right? I once heard a shmooze from a very prominent rav. I can't swear there was Rabbi Olbaum from Queens, but he was definitely on one of the speakers at this thing. But I think it was him. But it could be that he spoke afterwards, and I just don't associate this with him. But he said, like, he said, let's say you have a guy, Pasha has no shaychus to learning. So he said, when you sit down to dinner, and you have a potato in front of you, say three times, say, you're supposed to make a bor pri adam on a potato. Three times. Say, at least you said some words of Torah. This is halacha. You're supposed to say a bor pri adam on a potato. You know, so you're making something. So you know you shouldn't go your whole life without kol hashona halachas b'chol yom muftach lo shuv ben olam haba. So you should have some shaychus to the concept of shona halachos. You know, you should have. So there are lower levels of Talmud Torah, but it's hard to say that that's like the same thing as sitting and learning to just like not cheat people in business. You know, you shouldn't cheat people in business either. But it's not necessarily morning seder to not cheat people in business. So. Okay, so getting back to what we're saying, so the Or Sameach and the Stipler basically say the same thing. So they say that it's when you have free time you're chayav to learn Torah, it's not that you're chayav constantly and then you have a tour to get out of it, right? Rather, it's the opposite. It's that you're never chayav, and then when you have nothing else to do, you're chayav to learn. And how much that is really dependent on the individual. So Stipler basically writes it's telling how much free time you have.
It's like a ball bias. It's a lot harder to take kids.
Right. So he's saying it depends if you have a lot of free time or a little free time. So if you're in yeshiva, meaning if someone said, let's say a guy's sleeping through the whole morning Seder, afternoon Seder, night Seder, whatever, he's ditching every day. The Stipler would say, the Rebbe comes to the dorm and he says, how come you're missing all your star? So you say, well, the Stipler holds, I'm not chayav in Talmud Torah. it's not really going to be such a good, it's not going to be such a good excuse because you really, that you have a lot of free time. And you blocked out a whole year of your schedule to dafka learn Torah now. So you're chayav, so there you can't say, well, I'm not really chayav to learn Torah. No, you dafka aren't doing anything else. You set out a whole area of your life that you could be able to be Osik in Torah during that time period. Right? What he really should have said is the Or Sameach. So that guy, if he's a little smarter, he'll quote the Or Sameach, not the Stipler, because Or Sameach has an unbelievable chiddush where he basically says that it's not just telling how much free time you have, and Stipler also says it's telling how much ability you have. Some people, they're able to sit and learn for a long time. Some people are not so able. You know, so he said, but the Ur Sameach adds, says it's even totally on how much cheshek you have for learning. He says that there are people who have more cheshek for learning, people have less cheshek for learning. So the people who have more cheshek, they're more chayef to learn. So if people will enjoy the learning more, so then they'll be more chayef to learn. People enjoy the learning less, so they're less chayef to learn. So that's what the guy in the Sleeping Through Seder should have said. Because I hold like there's some math, but I don't really have so much cheshek to learn, so then I don't have to learn. But obviously it's like everything else, you know. There are some people who have cheshek to get rich, so they work harder. And then some people who have less cheshek to get, or, you know, as the case may be, there's some people who have less cheshek to get rich, they don't work as hard. So the guy who doesn't work as hard generally won't get as rich as the guy who works harder. So if you have cheshek for money, so that's how you make money. If you have cheshek for Torah, that's how you gain in Torah. So anyway, I thought this is that machlokis, although it seems mostly academic, because like you end up whether you're according to the Gro, whether you're according to the Stipulin or Sameach, so you end up being the same amount of chayiv to learn Torah. There's very little time in between where there's such a big nafkamina. But I thought this nafkamina, maybe between Tosfos and the Rush, is a nafkamina in their understanding. Meaning, according to Tosfos, the chi of Talmud Torah is constant. And therefore, that's why you never have to make a new Birchas Torah. Because you were always chayiv to learn. So therefore, the chiyuv stays with you. And it's never considered a hefsik completely. Because the guy knows in the back of his mind, I'm always chayiv to learn. Even if he's not thinking and learning, even if he's not doing... Whereas the Rush says, no, it's because he's always thinking and learning. He's always trying to figure things out. So that he's not really being mafsik. So you could argue that... Maybe Tosfos is holding like the Shita of the Gra versus the Rush is holding like the Stipler and their Sameach, where they're saying that you're not really chayiv and learning the whole time. Meaning, enoch yinami, if you would hold it, you're chayiv and learning constantly while you're at work, you're chayiv and learning. So if you would hold that way, then that would be the reason why you don't have to say a new Birchas HaTorah. But if you don't hold that way, you really have to be thinking and learning over the course of the day. If you have a guy who goes to work and he pashut does every isser in the book, like work is work, and work is, you know, he has a separation between church and state. He says that, you know, when I'm in shul and I'm in the base medrash, I act one way, and then when I'm at work, I act another way. This is unfortunately very common in our world. You have guys who, you know, there are plenty of people, don't get me wrong, there are plenty of people who go to work and make a tremendous kiddush Hashem every day. They know that this guy is a religious fellow. I have a friend who... He was known around the office. He worked for Goldman Sachs. He was a very good employee, and everybody knew he was successful, and everybody liked him. And he's also a very big people person. So he had a little mini fridge in his, you know, when he was first starting out. Usually he tried to keep a low profile. He doesn't do low profile. So he had like a little mini fridge under his desk in his cubicle, and everybody would store their drinks in there, and like. So it was known, like he's a religious guy, and you talk a certain way around him, and if anybody would ever make a mistake and they would curse, you know, they would apologize to him. They would say, "I'm sorry, I know you don't like that." You know, that's not. They understand a religious guy. He said the only people who ever cursed around him were the Frum people. He said that because we're all from here, you know. We so he said. No, he said he once yelled at a guy. He's like. You know, this is a whatever. I don't get into it too much, but he yelled at the guy. Said, "This is not." You know, the guy, you know, not that from people talk a certain way. You don't know. You know,
it's a culture.
Yeah. So, but okay, you hope at a certain point that you grow out of it a little bit, but okay. But nevertheless, you can make a tremendous kiddush Hashem at work, and there are other people. You go to they go to work and they act a different way. They act not so well. So that those guys might be chayef to make a new Birchas HaTorah when they get home. So according to the Rush, they would be chayef to make a Birchas HaTorah when they get home. So okay, so that's the discussion of Hefsik and Birchas HaTorah. So that's the introduction to the next part. Whereas if you look in the Shulchan Aruch there, you have Zayin Yud Beis, Af im lamed balayla halayla holech achar hayom she'avar ve'eino tzarech lachzor ulevarech kol zman shelo yashin. So the Shulchan Aruch says, if you didn't sleep in between, you don't have to make a new Birchas Torah, right? And the flip side, obviously, is Hayoshin by Yom. Like, let's say a person takes a nap during the day, so there's two days in the Shulchan Aruch, whether or not he's chayav to make a new Birchas Torah, right? So this is a big controversy at Hayom Hazeh, Right? So if you look in the Magen Avraham on that Shulchan Aruch, he says, Mashma dimnei or kol alayla. If he was up the whole night, ain tzarich levarach maboker. So you don't have to make a new bracha in the morning. So, avitzarich iyun. He says, nah, I'm not so clear on this. The Bishlam alisvar satur, the Sfir Lay, the Bishain Italia Milsa. So he quotes the Torah. He says, it's all dependent on whether or not you slept. In lo yashan ain tzarich levarach. So if you didn't sleep, meaning if you were one of these guys who could go days and days without sleeping, you know, you go 36 hours, 48 hours without sleeping, you wouldn't make a new Birkas HaTorah the whole 48 hours.
What's the definition of a sleep? A short 2-hour nap? Or like?
Yeah, let's say, for argument's sake, there's different sheikos on that, but let's say for argument's sake, you should wash without a bracha. We mentioned that, I think, yesterday.
Yeah,
you should wash without a bracha. Yeah, so that's halacha l'maaseh. Obviously, the Rush would say you should wash, if you're getting ready to daven and you just woke up from sleeping, you should wash with a bracha. But we hold you wash without a bracha. So the Magen Avraham says, if you hold like the tour, so it's all about the hefsik. If you slept, it's a hefsik. If not, not. Right? So, that I get it. But, so he says, and you don't have to make the bracha, avalafi mashenagu, but our minhag, and I think this is the minhag of Yom Hazeh, even though many poskim don't agree with this, but the minhag is, shelo levar kishiyashen bayom. We don't make a new Birkas HaTorah if we take a nap during the day. Even if we take a 2-3 hour nap during the day, people don't make a new Birkas HaTorah. In Cain, Temashim Gavarech Baboker, Hayna Mishum Shekavul Chachamim Bracha Zu B'chol Yom, Dum Yedishar Brachas Birkas HaShachar. So he says, so then why do we make a new bracha every morning? Because if you, basically the Magen Avraham is laying out this very basic Chakira, which is a machlokis among the Rishonim. What is the nature of Birkas HaTorah? Is it a Birkas HaMitzvah? Classic Birkas HaMitzvah, where you, when you make the bracha, then you do the mitzvah. You make the bracha, and you do the mitzvah. Then when you're mafsik from the mitzvah, you then have to make a new Birkas HaTorah. Right? So Tosfos was saying, why don't we have to make a new Birkas HaTorah every time we stop learning? You finish the Daf Yomi, you go to work, so you should have to make a new Birkas HaTorah when you come home. So what's the answer, says Tosfos? Because no, you're not Miyayish Daito, the Chiyuv is constant, whatever. If I were Tosfos, I would have just given a better answer. The better answer is, what do you mean? It's not a Birkas HaMitzvah. It's not like Leishay Basukkah, where you make a new bracha every single time you go into the sukkah. It's something you do once a day, every day. Every time you leave the sukkah. I mean, no, there's the Shita, the Rambam, that mamish every time you leave the sukkah, you make a new Leishay Basukkah. That's different, but the standard psak is that if you leave, like what we would consider leaving your home, you know, like when you're in the house, so if you run outside to get the newspaper, or you take out the garbage, or you just want to, you know, shoot a basketball out front for a few, you know, a few minutes, so that doesn't count as leaving the house, but...
What according to the Rambam would.
Yeah. So that, there was a joke on Twitter. The guy, he only happens in Eretz Yisrael. The guy, some guy in Eretz Yisrael... built a swing that goes in and out of his sukkah, and he was like on the swing, and he was like quoted, so he makes a little video of himself, and he says, according to the Rambam, you have to make a new bracha every time you go into the sukkah, and he's like swings backwards and then he swings forward, he kept swinging in out of the sukkah, so whatever, it was cute, but yeah, so people are funny sometimes. He had a three-wall sukkah, and he built a little swing. I don't know if it was legitimate sukkah, or he just like built it.
He's a green screen, really.
Right? It's very. I didn't like see the 45-minute, you know, movie, the making of that particular Twitter video, but nevertheless, it was funny. So going back to what we're saying, you have to make a new bracha every time there's a legitimate hefsik in the yeshiva basukka. So hefsek could mean he went to work that day, he comes back from work, he has to make a new leishiv asukah. He went to the supermarket to buy stuff, so he had to make a new leishiv asukah, whatever it was. But when it comes to Talmud Torah, we don't do that. So why? Because, this I would have answered, because they're two totally different fundamental brachos. One, Birkas HaTorah is a bracha that we make in general. It's a birkas, let's call it Birkas HaShevach, you want to call it a Birkas Hodah. That Hashem gave us the Torah. The same way we don't make a new Hamavir Shena every morning, every time we take a nap. We don't wake up and say Hamavir Shena Meinai. right? We don't make them al b'sharumim. If we change it to pajamas or we're changing for a basketball game and then we change it to different clothing afterwards, we don't make a new al b'sharumim. So also we don't make a new Birchas HaTorah because it's something you say once a day, every day. Whereas if you hold it to Birchas HaMitzvah, so you have to come up with a different teret. So Tosfos is clearly holding it. Some kind of Birchas HaMitzvah. You have to at least that answer Tosfos. There's a lot of different, that's a very hard Tosfos to pin down. Happens to be. It's a lot of different things said in that Tosfos that are very hard to pin down. But that answer in the Tosfos seems very poshut. It's a Birchas HaMitzvah. Because otherwise you could have just said, your kasha doesn't make sense to start with. The kasha was, why isn't it just like Leishia Basukah? And the answer is because it's a totally different bracha than Leishia Basukah. So according to that, so the Magen Avraham is saying, if you would take a nap during the day, you would have to make a new Birchas HaTorah. And if you woke up in the middle of the night and you want to learn till, let's say you woke up 5 in the morning, you know, in the wintertime, it's pitch black outside. That's Kehilu. You woke up in the middle of the night and you learn, tons of people do this. They learn a morning Seder, they go to morning Kolel or Daf Yomi or whatever, and they learn till davening, and then they daven and they go to work. So the guy wakes up 5 o'clock in the morning, he doesn't have to make a new Birchas HaTorah when he doesn't have to make a new Birchas HaTorah when he's, you know, when he's ready to daven in the morning, even if he's been learning since he woke up 3 hours ago.
When you made the Birchas HaTorah?
He made Birchas HaTorah when he woke up. That's what the Shulchan Aruch is saying.
Like when it's pitch black? Like
it's pitch black outside. He says you woke up in the middle of the night. You make Birchas HaTorah when you wake up. So that sounds like a regular Birchas HaMitzvah. So the Magen Avraham is saying, I don't get the Mechaber. He's saying, on one hand, you wake up in the middle of the night, you got to say new Birchas HaTorah, and that's good for the whole day. On the other hand, we say that the Minhag Yisrael is if you take a nap during the day, you don't need to say a new Birchas HaTorah. So what's going on here? So he answers that that these are two different schools of thought in how Birchas HaTorah works. Either it's once a day, every day, and therefore you should be consistent that whether you slept or not, you make a new Birchas HaTorah in the morning, once a day, every day, right? Or no, every time there's a major hafsek, you make a new Birchas HaTorah. This is the Magen Avraham's problem with this psak of the Shulchan Aruch, right? Let's just see where he has it over here. Let's just go to the Mishnah Berurah here. It deals with this problem. So, Vimay Yashin Bayom Sheinas Keval Mitaso Velayla Shel Acharav Hayaneir Kol Alayla. Oh, before we get to that, fine. But before we get to that, so just to deal with this, yeah. Okay. So just to deal with this, issue in the Magen Avraham. So basically, you have to say that what the Machabra holds is that, yes, it's something you do once a day, every day, but you can be koveya the new day by when you wake up to start the day, and it's still cover, it's not totally dafka in the morning. And that, by the way, that's the way we paskin for Birchas HaShachar as well. You can wake up in the morning, and it's not officially daybreak yet, but it's the new day for you. You can say all of Birchas HaShachar. Right? You don't have to wait to, you don't have to wait to say all of them.
4 hours even.
What?
4 hours of shachar.
4 hours of shachar. Yeah, you make all the birchas shachar. So that's essentially what the Machaber seems to be holding here as well. That birchas HaTorah is we do kind of treat it like a birchas shevach in the sense that we make it once a day every day, but you can do it when the day starts for you. So if you wake up in the middle, you know, wake up 4 in the morning and you want to learn, then you make Birchas HaTorah then. You don't make a new Birchas HaTorah once the sun comes up. The problem is when you have a guy who was up all night, so he's a little bit stuck. What's he supposed to do? So on one end, you could say, well, I hold Birchas HaTorah something you say once a day, every day. And therefore, once the morning comes around, make a new Birchas HaTorah. On the other hand, you could say, no, maybe it's like a Birchas HaMitzvah. And I was learning as a Shavuos night. I was learning Torah all night. All of a sudden now I have to make a new Birchas HaTorah because it's a new Birchas HaMitzvah? It's ridiculous. You know, why would I make a new Birchas HaTorah when I'm in the middle of learning? So that's the problem that you're stuck with in the middle of the night. So here the Mishnah Berurah quotes from Rabbi Akiva Eiger, who has a very interesting solution, which helps for a lot of people. Definitely for yeshiva guys, it's very helpful. Is that he says that, let's say you have the following situation, which is very common. Erev Shavuos, the guy knows he wants to stay up and learn all night. So he is going to do what in order to prepare? You're going to take a nap. So he's going to take a nap, Erev Shavuos, in order that he should be able to stay up all night. And he's So he says, when he wakes up, is he chayv tzei birchas Torah? So it's a machlokes. That's the same machlokes. Maybe he's chayv tzei birchas Torah at that point. Maybe not. So when he wakes up, he might be chayv tzei birchas Torah, but the minhag is we don't. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger says, okay, so maybe you're really chayv tzei birchas Torah the whole night. And then when the new day comes, you have the flip side, meaning maybe you were never really chayv tzei birchas Torah because it's like birchas Shachar. You just say it once a day, every day. So now, if it's a new day, now you're chayv tzei birchas Torah according to the other opinion. So basically what you have here is a classic nimanav shach. Either you were really chayv tzei birchas Torah the whole time, and you just didn't, but you should say birchas Torah now because enough is enough already. Or you weren't chayv tzei birchas Torah then, but you are chayv tzei birchas Torah now because it's a new day. So therefore, Kiv Eger suggested that nimanav shach works for saying birchas Torah in the morning. So if you stay up all night, so long as you slept a decent nap the day before, you would be chayv tzei birchas Torah according to both opinions.
It's like I have friends behind me right now who said that, like, when they initially started, they're in the negative. So when they initially started, they slept at night and trained with it. But in the summer, it got so hot that they took, like, they slept 4 or 5 hours, or whatever, 6 hours during the day, and they trained throughout the night.
Right.
So in there, I assume they'd say birchas Torah in the morning.
Yeah, so that's what Kiv Eger's Mimanav Shach, that if you're sleeping, if you're, in other words, you wouldn't necessarily say a new birchas Torah when you wake up in the afternoon, but you'd say a new birchas Torah the next morning before you daven shacharis, let's say. Right? Yeah.
But he still doesn't have Maariv Shema.
So that's right. So that's the last thing we wanted to talk about. So in terms of birchas Netilas Yadayim, you're pretty much covered, because we said you could be machayv yourself by making your hands unclean. And in terms of birchas Torah, if you slept the day before, so some people, they go to work, you know, some people actually stay up all night on Shavuos. What do I mean by that? Meaning they were up the whole day before, and then they stay up all night learning. So that's different. But the classic example is you have somebody takes a nap the day before, and then he ends up staying up through the night. So that individual, he is able to say birchas Torah without really having any doubt about that. So that's another way you could be chayv birchas Torah. And you don't have to be yotzi with anybody else. The last discussion is birchas shachar. So here you have machlokes. You have machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban concerning birchas shachar. So bekitzer, it's worth seeing inside. Maybe we'll just read a couple of them. Do we have time? Or otherwise I'll speak it out.
3 minutes.
Oh, okay. So I'll speak it out. So birchas shachar, the Rambam basically says, like the Gemara, that you make the birchas shachar as you're doing it. You wait until you're actually able to do the topic that's described in the bracha. So when you put on your clothing, say Malvish Arumim, right? When you take your first step, say Amechim Etzade Gava, right? So etc. So you put on your belt, you say Ozer Yisrael Begura, you put on your hat, or your yarmulke, whatever, Ozer Yisrael Besefara. So then you, yeah.
Did you mean Malviches Alef to Chesbeis?
Yeah. Lamed Chesam at base to Lamed Chesam at all. No? That's not right?
No.
That is certainly possible, but I'll help you out in one second. So the Rambam is saying, those sound a little bit to the Rambam, like they might be, they're not really Birch HaNen in the classic sense. They're Birch HaShevach that's supposed to go together with the Hana that you get. The Ramban has this idea that no, these are not brachos on Hana that you get in this world, meaning, in other words, when it's thunder and lightning, is also birchas shevach, but you don't say the brachos on thunder and lightning, just stam, you say them if you see thunder and lightning. So if you wouldn't get those Hana, the Ram would say you don't then make the bracha. But the Ramban says that these are brachos on the tivo shel olam, they're brachos that you make in general. You personally don't have to get these Hana, you don't have to get the Hana, you're just making the bracha for the sake of the existence of these particular Hanas. Hashem does these things. He doesn't have to do these things dafka for me, so it's enough that he does these things in his world, right? If you look just quickly in the Shulchan Aruch, in Mem Vav Ches, he says, Kol HaBrachos HaEla, Im Lo Nischai Vachas Mehen, Kigon Shelo Shama Kal Tarnagol, Shelo Holach, Olo Lovash, Olo Chiger, or Chogar, sorry. Omer Osa Bracha below Hasgar Sashim. So the Shulchan Aruch is Choshish for the Shitas Rambam, and he says maybe if you don't get the particular Hana, you don't wear a belt, so or you're not wearing any clothes that day, so you shouldn't make the bracha, that particular bracha. But the Rama says no. V'yeshomrim da'afilu lo nischayev b'em mevarach hosan de'ina bracha dafka latzmo lo mevarach and shekadosh baruch hu barat tzorchia olam v'chein ha'minig v'in l'shamas. So the Rama says the correct practice, or the, at least the minig that you should not deviate from, is that it's a bracha like the Ramban on the tivo shel olam. You you make the bracha because these are the things that Hashem created in His world. So this would be a big nafkamina for saying Birchas HaShachar in the morning. I didn't put on any new clothes. I didn't put on a belt. I didn't put on a hat. I didn't do anything. So the Rama would say you're allowed to make all of the Birchas HaShachar because you right. It's Shana on the Tivol Shel Olam. So just the Mishnah Berurah has one caveat like that you just mentioned. He quotes Eliyahu Rabbah. You guys know what the Eliyahu Rabbah is, by the way? It's a commentary on the Levush. The Levush is a very early commentary. It wasn't actually intended to be a commentary on Shulchan Aruch. It was intended to be a commentary on the tour. But nevertheless, it's used as a commentary on Shulchan Aruch. And the Eliyahu Rabbah and Eliyahu Zutta are a commentary on the Levush, which are very... And the Mishnah Berurah quotes them constantly. They're important commentaries for Halach Lemaisa. So he quotes the Eliyahu Rabbah. And he says, Birchas Elokai Neshama, Birchas Anavishena, Ein Levarech, he says, but those two brachos you should not say, Prima Gadim Shari Tshuva, Hishir Dvar B'Tzarchi, and they question this, they're not so convinced that he's right. Umasik B'Shari Tshuva, Diyira Lishmoa Elu, Hashtei Brachos Me'acher, B'Chavin Latzeis. Right? So he says that you should listen to those two brachos and have Kavanah to be Yotzi from somebody else. So what comes out of all of this discussion is that really what goes on in most places on Shavuos morning or whenever somebody's up all night, it's really not so necessary. It's much better to make these brachos for yourself. So if you didn't sleep at all the day before, so you might have to hear Birchas HaTorah from someone else because then you might not be chayv saying Birchas HaTorah. Although the way we paskin that generally, if you're the type of person who doesn't make Birchas HaTorah when you wake up from a nap, you probably could also say Birchas HaTorah the next morning because you're essentially saying I hold it once a day every day. But nevertheless, you know, the minig is to hear from other people. If you did take a nap the day before, then you definitely should make your own Birchas HaTorah because you can be so mechon Rabbi Kiv Eger's Iman of Shach. In terms of Netilas Yadayim, we said yesterday that you should just go to the bathroom right before and you should be mechayev yourself in washing your hands. And you could say Al Netilas Yadayim followed by Asher Yatzar, followed by, but they're going to be stuck with Elokai Neshama, because Elokai Neshama you really should hear from somebody else. And same for Amav Yishena, but all the other brachos you're really allowed to make for yourself. Okay.
In a couple weeks ago, I stayed up all night. Obviously, much better than what you're talking about. I've listened like this.
Yeah. So is that what he said? Were we right?
Yeah.
Did we get it right?
But I really, But I made a mistake and I accidentally said Elokai Neshama because you should have it for me.
Yeah.
Or is there like stuff to rely on? And like, wasn't like such a bad.
Yeah. I mean, the Prima Gadim seems to hold that you can say Elokai Neshama and Amav Yishena as well. We hold all the Birchas HaShachar constitute a on the Tivo Shel Olam. So it's not a Birchas HaNen. I mean, like the same thing of the people who are afraid to say. They say, I don't believe it. I think it's Lashon Hara or Motzi Shemra to say that. There are people who are afraid. They're not going to fall asleep right away. So they don't say Hamapil. Right? So it's not a Birchas HaNen and on sleep that like you have to... You know, say Hamapil, and then you must fall asleep immediately. Like, because then, like, you get involved in all these nonsensical things. Like, oh, times of Chazal, people were really good at falling asleep. Like, what?
They didn't have their phone.
Right. So I grew up without phones. It was sometimes you didn't fall asleep right away. Then too. You know, it doesn't mean that after Hamapil you should then go ahead and engage in all kinds of other activities, ki'ilu, you weren't even planning on going to sleep. It doesn't mean you should say Hamapil at like 8:30 p.m. and then like go to night activity.
Science.
But it's a bracha on the Chevle Shein in general, that it's a bracha shevach, that Hashem gives you the ability to sleep and make requests that you should have a good sleep. So too, when you wake up in the morning, it's a general Shevach that Hashem allowed me to wake up in the morning, not necessarily a Birchas HaNen and that I got this HaNa. So I think that's the angle that the Prima Gadim is taking, but nevertheless, the minig is to be machmer because the Safik Bracha, because the Eliyahu Rabbah is against making that Bracha.
For me, I find
that
I can never fall asleep until Sam. Like, I'll have to be really, really wide awake. I'll stand off him.
So there you go. So there you go. So it's working for you.
Thank you.
Have a great day, guys.
Thank you.
Yeah.